Taurus Atara Perikud Beis, Sea of Beis. We began to learn Sea of Beis, just started a little bit. It's a hemshech of Aleph. You know, the Torah wasn't given at the time of creation. Normally, the best thing to do is if you get something, it comes with instructions, and you figure out how to use it from the beginning. But the world didn't come with instructions. There are 26 generations. I spoke about this last time, just a little bit of Hakdama. We'll go back into it. There were 26 generations. The world was, to a large extent, left up to its own devices. We were left to figure it out. The world was left to figure things out. Of course, there were tzaddikim, there were individuals, and so on. But those 26 generations was a time of derech eretz. Of derech eretz kodma l'tayru. Everybody knows. The Chazal established this klal. Of derech eretz l'kodma l'tayru. People think that derech eretz, you know, they say derech eretz means you have to be nice, and it's, people will say things like being nice is more important than learning. You know, these are the amaraksadik l'shainis that, you know, that are all over the place. It's more important to open the door for somebody than to finish Shas. These are the kind of ways that the Heretz Kotman Torah is being used. The world was created in such a way where there were 26 generations, it's a long time, of the Heretz Kotman Torah. Before Hashem was Megal the Torah, with all of the Hadrachis and Hanhagis of the Torah, Hashem gave us a time to become, I know that it sounds, the way that it's used nowadays, this doesn't sound right, but I'll use the term anyway, to become normal human beings. To become healthy, well-adjusted, normal human beings. We can't be master of doing that now without the Torah. And we're not going to go into a whole discussion of what that was like, what that means, those generations of Ki La'olam Chasdai. Of a world without instructions. I mean, of course, there were seven mitzvahs, but a world without instructions, without a gilui of Ratzon Hashem to carry us through every single step of life. But apparently, as the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, in those early generations, there was a period of mankind finding itself, learning to understand, or I guess, you know, before you look at the instructions, you look at all the pieces. So you have the instructions, and the instructions then tell you what to do. But when you first open up the thing, you take out all the pieces. So there were 26 generations of checking out the pieces, of trying to understand on the most basic level of enoishius, which Rav Kook calls enoishius, of simple human life. What does it mean, a healthy sense of the teva of the world, of the teva of a person? Normal. And the Torah was given as a way of taking that which is normal and making it extraordinary, making it holy. The Torah doesn't work for people who are not normal. The Torah doesn't work for people who are not normal. So sometimes you'll say, oh, how come, I don't know, this person's a firm person, so how come this is happening, how come he does this, how come she does that? The Torah says, es nish normal. He's not normal. That doesn't mean that he's crazy. There's a very basic malfunction in the system. If the person would be normal, would be healthy, so then the Torah would make that person extraordinary, not holy. would bring him to a place of the Ari HaKadosh, Rabbi Shimon. But if a person is not normal, or if a society is not normal, and into that life that is not normal, you bring laws, regulations, halachas, and so on, tefillas and limud, not only will it not necessarily make that society, not only will that make them necessarily greater or holier, but it could make them, it could intensify the problem, the abnormality. There's a lot of that. There's a time of derech eretz in the child's life, till bar mitzvah, till bas mitzvah. There's an inyan derech eretz l'kadmon l'Torah, derech eretz kadmon l'Torah. In the Torah, the Sefer Bereishis, the whole Sefer Bereishis, which is Sefer Hayishar, Hayasha, of the Yisharim, of the others, that comes before Parshas Yisrael, before Matan Torah. It's all Seder of trying to uncover the natural, healthy equipment that Hashem has implanted in us, in the entire world. And then to take that and with Torah to make a Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, to make a Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. But derech eretz always has to be the underlying yesod of a person. Torah without derech eretz can be a very, very, very confused, difficult, and even dangerous person. Torah always has to be introduced into the life of a person who's about derech eretz, who began before he got the Torah to become a mensch. If a child, by the bar mitzvah, you give him the Torah, you tell him he has to keep the mitzvahs. But if he's not, if those years of growing up and not years of developing the most basic sense of menschlichkeit, emotional health and well-being and so on, so then now he's 13 years old and you give him the Torah, so it's not going to work. It's not going to work. You're not going to get a Baal Shem Tov from that. It can be a lot of problems. It could be a sam mavis. It could be something that the Torah itself could cause this person to become even worse, or more confused, or more destructive, more emotionally ill. This is something also that we've seen. So if Cook writes, Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah, Hakdama Zmanis Mukhrachas L'Dairis. This Hakdama was necessary for all future generations. The world had to be built in such a way. Here there was Derech Eretz, which was Kadma L'Torah. Hamusa B'Tiviyusai. The natural and healthy Musa. Hamusa b'tiviyasa. It sounds funny, to be a nice person. It's a very broad term, to be a nice person. We was actually being a simcha yesterday in Texas. Every single person there, I don't know if they knew that I was Jewish or they didn't know I was Jewish. It could be they never saw a Jew over there. It wasn't even in Dallas and Houston, it was in San Antonio. They were eating over there, but only a few. Every single person was so friendly, was so unbelievably nice, like I was taken off guard. Somebody in the elevator said to me, like, hey, good morning, how you doing? I said, excuse me? I really did. I thought, I wasn't sure, I was on guard. He was just saying, good morning, how you doing? And I want to say, you don't see I'm Jewish, you don't hate me or anything? And was Tom, you're not unfriendly, you're burnt out by the F train or something? Just, we went in a taxi. This guy is schmoozing and happy and talking. Like, it's nice people. Nice people. You know. There's something that's called Hamusa B'Tiviyusai. Hamusa B'Tiviyusai is a natural sense of what's right and what's good. and how to behave and how to act. Now, of course, I'm not saying that just because the person's friendly means that everything else is beseder. But it certainly is a simon of health. Hamusa b'tiviusa. B'chal oimek haidai v'kaichai ha'esan. B'chal oimek haidai, in all of the in the depths of its beauty, of the height of the beauty of natural healthy musa. Not that you have to be friendly because it's because the Chofetz Chaim said so, you understand? Chofetz Chaim Paschal is going to have to smile. Not because of something that was imposed upon the person from outside. So Musa b'tiviusai. B'chal oimek haida b'kaychai ha'eson in all of its power. Kaychai ha'eson, its strength, its power. It must be established in the soul. On a larger scale, in the soul of the world, at the beginning of creation, at those 26 generations. Of course, it came with a lot of craziness, because it's... because of the taivas and the bitzainas that conflict with the Musa b'tiviusa. Mukhach liyikava b'nefesh v'yeh matzah, so that it will be a base la'oysan hashpos ha'gadolos, for all of the great and powerful hashpos habos mikach shel Torah, to come with the koyach of Torah. So in other words, the Torah has to be poured into a cup of derech eretz. So when you have a healthy, strong kli of about derech eretz, a person who is a yasha. He lives according to the teva of how Hashem created us. Hashem didn't just send this into the world and leave. He didn't make the world leave it on its own. He created the world with a natural, healthy musr. It came. It was already like, you know, you can get something that already came with a program or two. Like you could buy a computer. I don't know if they sell it already with some programs on it, or you could buy something that has already something already programmed in. So Hashem is Baruch. When he made men, man came without Torah, but man came already programmed with a powerful netiya to Musa, with a natural abhorrence for cheating, for lying, for gilei raiz, for shvichas damen. That is the healthy kli into which all of the hashpahs of Torah can be poured. If something is not working, if something doesn't go right, at that earlier stage of development, so then the Torah is poured into something which is cracked and ruined. Like I mentioned to you many times, the Vaditcha Suslan says that If you hold something up to the light, if it's black, it becomes blacker. If it's yellow, it becomes yellower. If a person has not developed in terms of their heritage, so when you put Torah to that person, the light of Torah could bring out, could strengthen the negative karchus in that person. That's what Chazal meant when they said it could be Torah, it could be a sam modus, it could be a sam misa, it could be something that chalila causes suffering and misery. Ukeshem Shayira, he bechinas Hasherish Akademis Elachachma. The same way that we know, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. If a person does not have that basic Yira, fear of God, for humility and fear of Hashem, so then we know that if you fill such a kli with chachma, the chachma could be the most destructive chachma in the world. It could be terrible. So much suffering has come to the world from big professors and big intellectuals, but has and still does come to the world from these people. Yira, a healthy sense of humility, awe, fear, reverence for the Bari Olam, for authority. For authority. An acceptance of authority. Yira. That is the sherish that precedes chachma. And without the yira, the chachma can go off into all different directions. Ken ha-musa ha-tivi, so too. Natural Musa, Hamusa Hativi, Hu Bechinis Hasherish, Hakedemis El Hayira Bechal Anafa. Musa Hativi, I don't translate that, but natural Musa. The word Musa is a hard to translate what it means. Values, ethics, but that must precede everything. Bechinis Hasherish Hakedemis becomes El Hayira Bechal Anafa, it comes before the Yira. Vaklal Hazeh. This klal of derech eretz kadma l'tayra of the musa hativi that precedes yira and chachma and so on. This is noig ba'adam haprati. This is by each individual person. V'chein hu gam kein noig b'klolus ha'uma. And so it is with the nation, with Am Yisrael, and with all of mankind. So all of the experiences that we have as children, as little children, the experiences, the people that we meet, kind of parents that we have, teachers that we have when we're children, it's all part of the Derech Eretz, which is kaveya, really, who that person will become later on. It's very hard to undo things that went wrong when you were a kid. Professionals know that to fix something that was broken in the child is a big malacha. To fix the child that was broken is a very, very big malacha. To be able to go back to that and to try to fix it many, many times, could be even most times, I'm not a professional, I don't know, but it's not possible. You just have to go weiter. You just have to try to start from here and say, okay, that didn't work out, now we'll try. But you see this so many times, if you have, let's say, a child that comes lo-aleinu from a home that was bad, parents or a parent that was abusive, destructive, and the kid grows up and all he wants in the world is to have a healthy, beautiful home. But studies show that al pi rov, again, I'm not saying with any kind of a mumchius, I don't know, but I just heard and read different things, but not any mumchius, that there is a very strong inclination for that child to slip back into the oblivion of when he was a child and to become Chalila, such a parent himself. Either there's a strong reaction kineged, and he becomes the opposite of that, which sometimes can itself be destructive because you overindulge the kid, or you become yourself an abusive parent. It doesn't have to be the same nusach of abuse, you understand? There's an Ashkenaz, there's a Chassid, there's different nuschos when it comes to how one abuses. It could be physically, it could be chalila, emotionally. But there is such a metzias that the child tends to, there's a tendency when the child becomes an adult to return to that which is most familiar. To go back to the Al Tahaim. As miserable as the Al Tahaim was, it's his home. It's a scary thing. It's a very scary thing, the hashpah of those younger years. You have to make a cheshbon of that. You're raising children. children, especially when they're little, you think they look like this. Damn little nudniks, you know. What's there to do with them? What's there to do with little children? What's there to do? How are you supposed to... How are you supposed to give them a healthy childhood? This is nowadays, this is becoming a very, very complicated thing. There's something inside of me tells me that the guy that was driving the taxi in Texas yesterday doesn't have such a problem. On his madriga, I'm not saying that he's learning Mishnas Hasharim with his kids, you understand? I'm not suggesting that we do that either with little kids. But just like to be a friendly, happy, good-natured person with a strong and clear sense of good and bad, right and wrong. Does a child grow up feeling that my parents are trying to figure out what to do with me or what to do with me? I know I said the same words, but I think you're in the sense of big chiluk. Or I make it clear what to do about me, what to do with me. Like, how do I keep my kid busy? Baruch Shalom. I've had mothers that have said, I don't know what I'm going to do. There's like there's a break between school and camp, you know. Right, so now they made this. They're smart little kids, teenagers that are making camps before camp. Can't lose. I told that some of them. You know, I've had some of them asked me. Said, guaranteed, charge whatever you want, no question. You can't fail. Anything that you could do to take the kid away from the parent will be matzliach. Anything you charge, they'll pay. Of course, sometimes because of the mother's work, and it's not possible. I'm not talking about that. But they're not home. You have to have something, of course. But it's not just that. But what's the inyan of your child? Do you spend all of the years with a kid when they're little? Do you think of ways how to be distracted? How for the kid to be distracted? Like how to keep the kid busy or to be busy with the kid? So these are things that make a tremendous hashpa on the child. And of course I look back now and I think how I would have done things differently when they were little. But that's how it is, you know. You figure things out more afterwards. But this is all the inyan derech eretz kodem l'torah. And it applies to individuals, and it applies to families, it applies to yeshivas, to makom tefila, it applies to a community, to a kehillah, it applies to a nation, it applies to all mankind. V'im yesh hechrech l'famim, Rav Kook says, sometimes there's no choice. To introduce some of the Torah, some of the Shefa of Torah below Hakdama, without the prerequisite Hakdama shel hishtashusai shel hamusa ativi b'taharasai, of simple, plain, good manners, good behavior, erlichkeit and yashrus. Sometimes you teach when they're little, you try to tell them to make brachas. As an example, you try to... So you're bringing the shefa of Torah, you say to the kid, say a bracha. What do you do? What is the bracha? Shakal. Bracha teshem kham shakal. So we're introducing Torah before, it could be at a very early age when the child doesn't have kelim to understand that a bracha means hakar satayv. What's the meaning of hakar satayv? To be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch. But nevertheless, we have to try to be margul our children, to help them to become accustomed to living lives of Kedusha. So we give them Torah before they're really ready for Torah. So of course, yesh hachrich l'famim lahav yeshifas atar b'loy hakdam mishal stashu social musa tivi b'tarasa. Sometimes you have to bring the shefa of Torah without the proper prerequisite hakdama of natural healthy musa becoming mushraj, becoming deeply rooted in the person. But zeh derech shel hayra hashah. That's not a mahalach, that's a hayra hashah. The chinuch of the little ones, it's a hayra hashah, it's not a way of life. It's a hayra hashah, it's a temporary state. It's not the tachlis, it's not ideal. We have to, because we have to. A child has to become accustomed to. Even the evarim of the child, the limbs, the organs of the child have to be accustomed to avodas Hashem. But it's not a mahalach. It's a hira hashah.
Machayim muchrochim liyos misabavim sheyoshev ha-mahalach l'sidra ha-esa.
But life must turn things back, turn the seder back to that, to the sidra ha-esa, to the strong and the healthy and correct mahalach, which is always hagdamosu shel ha-musa ha-tivi b'chol shlei musa. So you see, when we look in the writings of the Kadmonim, like the Ramak wrote a whole chibur. On what preparations a person must make in order to learn Pnimiyas HaTorah. Which nowadays there wouldn't be anybody learning Pnimiyas HaTorah if you had to these hakdamas. But you already know, Rabbi Chaim Vital, and then later on, these requirements became softened and toned down. But a person can't just start learning Chachmas Anista. It's true with Chachmas Anigla also, but with Chachmas Anista in particular, there were basic hakdamas. And when you look at the instructions and the guidelines and the prerequisites for majoring in Kabbalah, what if you want to have a major in Kabbalah? You want to major in Kabbalah. So what are the prerequisites? What are the prerequisites for majoring in Kabbalah? When you look at the Svarim HaKadoshim, the main prerequisites are Benalma Chaveri. So Moshe, when there was a big Hisairus in those years, by the English calendar, the years between 1740 and 1781, there's a big, big Hisairus for Geula, for Mashiach at that time. Why? It's not for now. Because there were many, many Ramazim from the Kadmonim that pointed to those years, between 1740 and 1781, by the Gaisha calendar. There were things that were written, and other things that were happening that were pointing very clearly in that direction. There was a Kates. It was a time of Kates, of Mashiach. So in Yerushalayim, there was Chabura of Tzadikim. There were Chevres of Tzadikim. The main Chabura of Tzadikim was the Rashash and the Rechaim HaKadosh. They created a society, a secret society. At 12 Tzadikim in that particular one, Keneged the Shiftei Yisrael. And we have, Baruch Hashem, we have the documents. How we have them now is also Nisim and the Flosh, how we have these documents. But we have, there were three nuschos of the initiation of what were the conditions to become part of that chabura. The purpose of that chabura was to bring Mashiach to Kain. For all kinds of practices in Kiddush and Tahara and Limana Kabbalah and so on. The purpose was to bring Geula. When you look at the conditions, the ikkah was ahava and dibuk chaver. The ikkah was that the members of the chabura have to love each other. Every single tefillah has to be a tefillah that's coming from all of us. Every single piece of Torah, it's leman, it's for the chabura. It's all of us. Every mitzvah that we're doing, it's not my mitzvah, it's the chabura's mitzvah. I mean, the Ikka Hakdama to enter into the paradise, into the deepest, deepest place of Torah, we see, you would think that the Hakdamas would be all kinds of Hakdamas, fancy things in Chachma. No, of course there were Hakdamas in Shemali Kresa B'Shasa Paskim, and so on, in learning and in knowledge. But the practical hands-on prerequisite for entering into the paradise, all these people used Tamei Chachamim. That was obvious that it meant people that were great in Nigla. But in terms of their Hanhagis, the Ikka was Hamusa Tevi, their Heretz, Ahav, Dibi Chavayim, their Heretz, Kadm Latayim. The Beis HaMikdash is, we're now already in Tammuz. It's funny to be this time of the year in Tammuz, but here we are. Say Tammuz. It's the Ikka Kilkulum of Chorb and a Kilkulum of Sinis Yisrael. And the Ikka Tikkunim of Ahavis Yisrael. Shvich Zdom, first Beis HaMikdash, Shvich Zdom, Avad Zor, Shvich Zdom, Gai Reis, those are hanhagis of Hamusa Hativi, of their cherets kadmal atayra. The chubim bayis rishon, the chubim bayis sheni. We see that the chubim doesn't say any place that the chubim is because people didn't have chalv yisrael. You understand? Or the chubim was because they didn't put on rabbeinu tam's tefillin, or they didn't daven the gartel. Doesn't say we don't have such things. The chubim wasn't because, I mean, it sounds funny, but the chubim wasn't really because of Torah. The chubim was because of derech eretz shaloi kadma l'Torah. The memela of the Torah was already not shaloi bicha b'Torah tchila. So memela of the Torah wasn't the Torah because there wasn't the derech eretz was missing. Even kilkul min avodah zarah is a basic kilkul min derech eretz. Really, that is, I'm not going to go into, let's not go into that right now. It's also very simple, akar sataiv. But the chubim is because of derech eretz kadam l'tayra. We think of chubim is because of derech eretz, not because of tayra. The derech eretz, which is not kadam l'tayra, then the can't last. The tayra can't last with even a vacuum of derech eretz. The tayra doesn't work. It doesn't work. So therefore, Rav Kook says that even though temporarily, of course, there are Hayra Shah, there's a Shef of Torah that could be a Shef of Torah without their Heretz. But Chaim Uchrochim Lias Mesabim Sheyoshev Mahalach LeSidra HaEson, it has to go back to the Seder HaEson, to the normal, healthy Seder, which is always Hakdemos Shalom Musa Ativi B'chol Shalom Musa. Hakdemos Shalom Musa Ativi, the Hakdoma of natural, healthy Musa. B'chol shleimusa, k'dei livnois al matzo, because when you have that hakdama of Musa Tevi, then you can build upon that livnois al matzo, on that base, as a traklin shel hatar, all of the magnificent, great banquet hall, the great world of Torah is built upon basic derech eretz. They live nice al matzol satraklin shalatari vahayira ha'al yayna. Shalatari vahayira ha'al yayna. Therefore, when we see that that's not, when we see, like we spoke about 2 weeks ago, when we see that that's, for some reason, that seems to be lacking more in some ways in places of Torah, that's cause for tremendous concern. And there are many, many people that are trying to change things and to improve things. Baruch Hashem. They're kailulim now in Eretz Yisrael, where they specialize in learning the mitzvahs of Anamach Avera. Rabbi Berkowitz in Yerushalayim, he began a whole beautiful derech halimud in these sugyas. We're learning one of the booklets this year, one of the chayvus we're learning. In the Indian of derech eretz kadam l'tayra ben Anamach Avera, ben Anamach Avera. If the whole frumwood would take off a year, just to be Isaac and derech eretz kadam l'tayra, then things would be very good next year. The following year, things would be very, very different. It would be so different, in many ways it would be hard to recognize. Very beautiful. It'd be very, very beautiful. Not that it's not beautiful now. There are many things that are beautiful now. But if there'd be a year, just derech eretz. A year where all the parents would call the kid back and say, Yankee, come here. Talk nicely to the person. Talk differently to the person. Stand up when an older person comes into the room. Say good morning to somebody. V'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. Take 1 year to work on that inyan of derech eretz kadem l'tayr, of Musa Hativi, of developing the Musa Hativi. The Torah, the way Torah would be kept, and the way we would be as a community, as an Am Yisrael, would be completely different. Most of the arguments that are taking place between different Chugim and Klal Yisrael, the Ikke argument is not an ideology, it's because of a lack of derech eretz. Just missing derech eretz. I was reading last night an article about Rav Grossman's, you know, in Migdal HaEmek. You heard of Rav Grossman? He was here, Baruch Hashem, many times in New York, and he was in the shul here, and I know him, Baruch Hashem. He's a tzaddik of a yid, Rav Grossman. So all the articles in the magazine, for a magazine, all the articles are about what's going on with the draft, you know, the Haredim and the fighting that's going on between this and all that, and Yair Lapid, and he's the biggest anti-Semite, and he says, listen, all of these different things, all the anger and all the... And then they put in this article. It was interesting how they put in this article about Rabbi Grossman, in Migdal HaEmek. And they're asking Rav Grossman. Rav Grossman says, I don't see any really problem with the Chilonim. I just love them, and then they become frum. That's basically what the article is saying. He says, no, I just love them, and I'm here, and we feed them, get them clothing, and we learn with them, and we sing, and then they become frum. That's what the whole article is saying. Like, the contrast between the other articles in the magazine and the two pages with the picture of Rabbi Grossman with the Eden over there, and just who he is. That's who he is. Well, who is he? He's not in the Indian. He's not in the sugya of the war between the Haredim and the Chilonim. He's not in the sugya. He never ever was in that sugya. He doesn't look at Jews in such a way. Just behava. It's understood. I'm sure he knows that there are certain individuals for whom that would be not so pushing. But for the most part, that's how it works. So if the world would take off, if our world would take off 1 year just to become like a Grossman, what would it look like in Eretz Yisrael? What would it look like, b'chalal, everywhere we are, take 1 year off just to work on this thing of being more like that kind of a Jew? Of Simcha, and Sevi Panim Yafas, and Ahava, Hashef of giving and caring and friendliness, and not the Nina of Chsidim and Misnagdim and Litvish and Svardim and Charedim and Datilumi, just the whole thing is a Yid. Take 1 year off, this Derech Eretz Musa Hativi. How there was a galach in Muncie, a priest in Muncie, that said there was nobody that ever said good morning to him the same way the Rabbi Kamenetsky, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, said good morning to him. Nobody said such a good morning. It was such a ne'imus. And to ask him how he was, it was such a friendliness and such a warmth. Take a year off. All right, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, we're not masig already. It's not a long time, but already it's like... But Rabbi Grossman is, Baruch Hashem, is from our time. Wouldn't it be an interesting experiment if I said, if like the Gedolei Yisrael got up and said, Rabbi Yisrael, we're taking a break from the fighting. Put down your weapons. Put down your pens. Put down your computers. Put down your iPhones, your iPads. Put down your pens. Drop all your weapons. Put your weapons down. Tear off all the signs from the walls of Meir Sharim. Put down your weapons. We're going to have 1 year, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Chofetz Chaim, 1 year. We'll get back to the fighting next year, but 1 year. 1 year, just Rav Grossman. 1 year of Grossman. What does that mean? Just be Ahava. Simple, pure, without any chiluk. What this person looks like, where he comes from. Can you imagine if such an announcement would be made, how much machlokes that would generate? How much fighting that would generate? What are you talking about? It can't work, it can't be, because you have these Sinai Yisrael, they're all Sinai Yisrael, they're enemies of the Jewish people. How come Rabbi Grossman doesn't have so many enemies? He's a Haredi. He's got all of the credentials of a Haredi. His father is Rabbi Yisrael Grossman, who's one of the Gedolei Hador. He's a chassid of Pinsk, from Kalin. Dora Dora is the chassidim, Yerushalmim, the whole Levush. How come Rabbi Grossman does not see the world as his enemy? And nor does the world see Rabbi Grossman, meaning the non-religious world, see Rabbi Grossman as their enemy. Why is that? What's the secret? What's the secret to Rabbi Grossman? So you look at it. He's the first one to say. When you read this, he sees, because he doesn't understand the Inyan. He doesn't understand the Inyan of Chiloni Charedi. He doesn't understand the Inyan. Chanafkin is a Yid. You invite him in. You talk to him. So everybody, I know you're thinking, but there are some people that can't work. It's not true. It could work by every Jew. It's a chokhmah to do that. I was just with the Lubavitcher Chassid when I was a Chassid the other day, yesterday, it was in Texas 2 days ago, and this Lubavitcher Shlich was telling me, and I said that there was somebody that came, there was somebody that lived in a, I don't know which town it was, in a camp of Lubavitcher Rebbe, to Yisrael Bracha. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, "What are you doing with the Jews there?" So the person said, "I have no." The person said to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he made a big mistake. He said, "I have nobody to work with." So the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, "There are no Jews there. There are Jews there." He says, "There are. Whatever. There are 100, but there's no one to work with." So the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, "I don't know what you're talking about. There's nobody to work with. You told me that there are whatever, there are 100 Jews there. That means there are 100 people to work with. There's nobody to work with." To work. if there would be just a break from all the fighting, just a break, a Derech Eretz break. The Derech Eretz break. And my father said he remembers that from his father, that they used to tell stories how at World War I was a terrible thing because there were Jews on the two sides, you know? They were fighting in the army. You had Jews French, and you had Jews German, and they used to say stories about that some would scream out Mincha, and then they would put their weapons down, and they would go someplace on the side, and they would say Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. They would say, "I hope I don't shoot you. I hope you don't shoot me." We're not aiming at each other, but you never know what's going to happen over here. And Davin Shumnes, and they would go back to pick up their weapons and shoot. My father said they used to tell stories like that. True, but they used to say stories like that. That people, Jews, that went to Davin Mincha in the middle of the Milchama. So wouldn't it be nice, can you imagine, if everybody could put down their weapons for a year, stop all of the anti, of course, you have to get the non-from to do that too. There's a lot of poison coming from that world. They don't... The problem is there's no manhigim by them, there's no manhigim by us to say such a thing. Everybody put down your weapons. And let's just talk. Let's talk. So there's a wonderful organization you have now in Israel that's called Hidabrut. You heard of it? I think that's how it's called, Hidabrut. They have things they put on television shows with Torah, and they have conversations, dialogues with the people that are not from. They're reaching hundreds of thousands of people. Was the saying, put down your weapons. It's amazing. You could tell another Jew, you could talk to another Jew, say that, "Hey, Bama says I love you and I would like to talk to you. Could be discussing, this could be talk. without being defensive or offensive. Could we talk to each other? I don't know. Who would say I'm not willing to talk to you? Would there somebody would say I'm not willing to talk to you? I don't know. Would somebody say I'm not willing to talk? He said in that article, Rabbi Grossman said that he's good friends with Yair Lapid. He said they haven't spoken recently because his Lapid got caught up in all of his inyanim. He's busy with a lot of mistakes that he's making. But Rabbi Grossman says that we're good friends. He said he even calls me his rabbi. It means that Lapid, again, I don't know the guy. His father was a hard person for sure. It could be that Lapid is prepared to put down his gun when he talks to Rabbi Grossman. He holds a gun. He has something against the yeshivas. I don't know what stuff is bothering him. Okay, but he's prepared to put down his weapon when he talks to Rabbi Grossman. Now, if he's prepared to do that, means he would put down his weapon for other people. But there must be a difference between how Rabbi Grossman is dealing with it and how other people are dealing with him. In other words, he's disarmed by Rabbi Grossman. That means it's possible for us to be people that can disarm, to become the kinds of Jews that will disarm. I don't want to, you know, use the word enemy by Jews, but people who look like our enemies. So you could say, well, let them start. But then we're talking about infants, right? We're people of Torah. So since we're people of Torah, the Echrayis is more upon us. We claim to be people of Torah. We live according to the Shulchan Aruch. We believe in God. We keep mitzvahs. It means we're supposed to be elevated people. So did you ever have an argument in your family when you have a 17-year-old fighting with a 6-year-old? And the 17-year-old says, he started? There are such things. Ask parents. And what does the parent do? Your parent says, are you kidding? 6 years old. Yeah, but he always did. He's 6 years old. You think you can work that out? You're 17 years old. You want to work this out? He started. But when you look at what's going on in our world, it sounds like that. The Chilonim, they started. He said bad things. They did all... They don't have Torah and mitzvahs. They're not keeping Torah. They didn't learn in yeshivas. So it's a 17-year-old talking to a 6-year-old. So you try to talk and appeal. You try to work with. So everybody put down the weapons. I don't believe, it's because the Inyan is such a painful Inyan, and I don't like to talk about it, Biram. I don't talk about it on Shabbos. And so, the Inyan of the Bachram to go to take away all the Bachram, the army doesn't need thousands of yeshiva Bachram. What are we going to do over there? It would mess up the whole army if you took all these Bachram. Seriously, what if they just took us into the army? Guys, come with this coffee mug to the front. I'm sorry to say, you come with your coffee mug to the front. And the Arab stands over there and says, "Shuldig and shuldig." I didn't have my coffee. You're gonna take thousands of yeshiva bachurim into the army. Can you imagine what would be over there? Besides, how much of a cost and to train and the guy is gonna say, "You can't." The cavus over here, you can't go there. The women over here. I mean, the whole thing. People that are in the army know that they don't need such a thing. It can't be such a thing. Can't be such a thing. So what is it? What is it making such a? Because people feel that we spoke about it. People are feeling bad. They're angry. They're angry at us. So they want to make a gzeira that every yeshiva bachur should go to the army. It's ridiculous. Yeshiva bachur should go to the army. Yeshiva bachur should be learning Torah. And those that are not able to sit and learn, of course they should be helping the country, either in the army. If they can't be in the army, then in other ways to help us. It's a different posture. If you can learn, you should sit and learn. If you can, then okay. What's the meaning of a gzeira? Why would there be a gzeira that they want, that there are people that are Jews that are saying that every yeshiva bachur to take what's the gzeira? That even in America they know that there's clergy, there's people, what's that, gzeira? This is that there's people are angry at each other. They're angry. They see this as an opportunity to get back. To get back for all the years of our kids getting killed while you're sitting in yeshiva. to get back for taking money that we work and something. They look at it as an opportunity to get back. They're angry. When a person is angry, you have to disarm an angry person. An angry person is dangerous. You have to disarm it. And therefore the ikkar is to talk to people. To try to discuss, to try to explain. To love, ahava, to invite, to have over. Rabbi Grossman. I guarantee you that in all the Eretz Yisrael, all the Chilonim would say to Rabbi Grossman that your grandchildren have a patur. They don't have to go to the army. They could learn. And then all the other Charedim will say, why is it okay for Rabbi Grossman's grandchildren to learn and not ours? So I don't know if they have an answer. They don't have an answer. But they certainly would be happy to give a patur and say to Rabbi Grossman, you, Rabbi Grossman, your children and your grandchildren, let them stay in yeshiva 100%. Beautiful, they stay in yeshiva. We need people in yeshiva. They're chilunim that talk like that. We need them in yeshiva. Let them stay in yeshiva. But then there are others that would say, your kid is going to be in yeshiva? No way. I'm getting your kid out of yeshiva. The problem is talking and communicating. Hit that root. Showing ahava, as I spoke about 2 weeks ago, showing hakaras atayiv. Kodem kol, you are Jews. We accept you as Jews. You're our brothers, you're our sisters. We love you. We miss you. We want to spend more time with you. You've helped us in many, many ways to build Yiddishkeit that we wouldn't have been able to on our own. It would disarm, I don't know how long it would take, but if there'd be a year of hard work, it would disarm all of these, a lot of these people would be disarmed. There'll always be a couple of old holdouts, who look like Ben-Gurion, you know what I'm saying? Like those old Histadrut people, there'll be a couple of them, but for the most part, the Olam will drop their weapons and will come over. And how you pile such a thing? Dechereth kodem l'tayron. And when a person who's not from sees a Jew, who's from, but he's not about Dechereth, he doesn't want to become a person of Torah. He finds it something which causes him to, for this I have to become a person of, I have to learn Torah and I have to go to yeshiva to be it. Of course, they don't notice the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's and the David Grossman's. But we're not as noticed, those are not as noticeable because there aren't as many as there should be. And we're not behaving the way that we should, and that we could, and that we have to as people of Torah. So, what we're talking about sounds very impractical, but it's the real, true, natural state of creation, of Derech Eretz Kodem LaTorah. And it works. And when people are healthy and normal and happy and act in a healthy and normal way, then all of Yiddishkeit works. But if there's something that's rotten, crooked, distorted and unhealthy, then the Torah intensifies all that is wrong. It doesn't fix it. It intensifies that. We should desire to become big Bala Derech Eretz. And like Rabbi Nachman said, Derech Eretz means not just Derech Eretz Kodem LaTorah, but Derech Eretz Yisrael. To be back on the path to return to Eretz Yisrael with the Jewish.